The Man in Line on location.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12 midday. This is The Man in Line live on location today at QE2 High School in Peel. Just firstly, the tests, the COVID tests on the Isle of Man, 19,228 tests have been taken, 19,205 have been concluded, 23 people waiting the results of a test, and 10 people waiting tests at the moment. So we're live with Ed Walker, Robin Douglas, Reuben Allen, Katie Roberts, Jasmine Wheeler, Dan Ratliff and Rosie Hine, the students of QE2, on air till 1 today. So, Reuben, first of all, why the flumes at the NSC? What's the problem?
Really just the delay, the fact it's taken so long, and then now they're having to inject so much money into it for a project that seems fairly straightforward.
Okay, why? I mean, do you like the flumes at the NSC?
Oh, I'm waiting to go on them when they open, but it's just taken so long.
I mean, they would seem fairly routine to organise. They've had to come from Turkey. There's a contractor in Scotland and a local contractor, and I mean, it seems fairly straightforward.
Well, you'd have thought so, yeah.
So what's your opinion of the politicians and the contractors and the industry?
Well, to me it just seems like another government project that they've managed to not complete on time or on budget.
The
prom.
The promenade.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's your view of the prom?
It's another government project. They seem to be unable to complete many things.
So what does that tell you about government or public sector works?
I think it's an issue with all public sector work. When you get a contractor paid by government, they know that they're locked into a contract then, and they can ask for as much time or as much money as they want. So I think the government really should look towards sort of having a few more constraints on the contracts they give people.
Mm, okay. Robin, are you excited about the flumes at the NSC?
Well, it's a bit of a conflict of interest, really. I'm a lifeguard at Peel Pool, and it's quite good for business having them shut because loads of people are coming in on the weekends with their kids.
Is it true that the pool, the Peel Pool, has the best restaurant on the Isle of Man?
Oh, the cafe is fantastic, yeah, definitely.
Is it true their Sunday lunch is terrific?
Yeah, everyone comes in just for that. They don't even always go into the swimming pool. It's coming just for the food.
And they can't even open the cafe at the NSC in Douglas, and yet the Peel Pool, I mean, it's amazing that a swimming pool has got a cafe as an attraction.
Yeah, it's really good.
Why is that? Why is it so good?
We've recently decided that the swimming pool and the cafe don't need to be run together. So they have a separate manager which is able to make it an individual place to come and visit, and it's not all about the swimming pool anymore.
When did you become a lifeguard?
Last year.
Why? Why did you do it?
I swim for the island squad, and I love to be in the swimming pool, and it seemed like a good job because I'm there all the time anyway.
How long have you swum for the island?
Since 2015.
Okay. And what's your preferred stroke? What are you best at?
Butterfly.
Well, that's big shoulders for butterfly.
Swimmer's shoulders, yeah.
How often do you practice?
Not as often anymore, probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Which competition? Have you been off the island in competition?
Yeah, quite a lot of times.
Up until now, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ed's next to you as well. Ed, how do you think the Isle of Man's handled COVID?
Yeah, I'm quite a big fan of Hal Quayle because he lives near me. And his wife is essentially my boss because I... Let's wait for the bell to finish. I actually cut the grass down at Moran Playing Fields, and it's Lorraine that pays me to do that. So.
Okay, good boss, is she?
Yeah, she's very friendly. Very, okay. Fun.
All right, well, let's put your friendship with Hal Quayle to one side. How do you think the government has handled COVID?
Yeah, I think he's done quite well because the media, I'm not picking on anyone here, you know, they seem to be quite keen to have the borders open, and that I think that portrayed a feeling that, you know, the people wanted the borders open, when in fact most of them, I don't think they did. They were happy, you know, with no social distancing, and they didn't want to jeopardise that, really.
And when you look around the world and see the chaos that's elsewhere, and on the Isle of Man, we can, go as we please, go wherever we want, whenever we want.
Very fortunate.
I mean, it seems bizarre, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's... Well, no one's ever seen this, have they? It's very...
How has that affected your education, Ed?
Education lockdown, I actually quite enjoyed it. You know, it gave everyone a bit more flexibility. You know what I mean? I could get up at 12 p.m. and still get my work done. So...
How did the school handle it, by the way?
For me, I thought it was... I found them quite good, you know. There were Zoom calls most days. They were always happy to be sending out emails, receiving emails. It was... Yeah, I found it good.
Okay. Are you off to university next year?
I'm not sure. I'm going to try and get into one of the accountancy firms over here, hopefully.
Why?
I'd just quite like to... Like, if you're an accountant, it gives you a good pathway to go elsewhere into the financial world, and firms over here, they have jobs all over the world, so that would give me leniency to go everywhere
else. It's a transferable skill,
very
isn't
transferable,
it? And does that come from... Is that from home? Is that... do you have...
Well, I wasn't really keen on spending 3-4 more years in education, really. I just quite like to earn some wonga.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Jasmine, how do you think the Isle of Man's handled COVID?
I think they've handled it quite well. My father, he runs the White House, the pub, and we've been struggling recently with, obviously, we need to make business, and having the borders shut is good, because we've actually, our business has been getting better recently. However, because of the TT not happening, it is a problem, because no tourists.
What was the atmosphere like during lockdown?
It was quite bad, actually, because we did have to shut. However, we did manage to do a little delivery service. But obviously, you know, with no customers coming in, it's a big struggle for businesses, especially like local businesses.
Tell me, what did you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement earlier on this summer? It seems a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it was quite intense. Obviously, they had the march on the promenade, which was very... I was shocked at the outcome. I didn't expect so many people to go to that.
Pleasantly shocked.
Yeah, pleasantly shocked, yeah. Because I'm personally from a mixed... I'm, half Thai. So I do care about, racism. Obviously, I don't like racism. I'm quite passionate about it. And seeing, all these people, especially, the people around me at school, being able to have their voice about it is really, It was really good for me.
What did it make you feel?
Just happy. Because obviously it's something that people don't like to quite talk about yet, especially on the island with a quite old population. And it's really nice to see some stuff going on about it, really.
So what particularly bothers you on a day-to-day basis? Because people who don't perceive racism think it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't actually... I've never really experienced much racism myself, because just this community is quite good for it. However, I have seen a lot of other people experience it on a day-to-day basis, you know, with name calling and stuff like that. And I think, as an island and as a school, we can do a lot of change for the better.
Are you off to university next year?
Hopefully.
Where
yes.
would you like to go?
I don't mind, really. I was thinking York, maybe.
That's the other Isle of Man University, York University, isn't it? What would you read there? What would you study?
International relations.
Okay, Dan Radcliffe is next to you as well. I won't call you Daniel Radcliffe. You've had enough of that for so many years.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Liverpool fan, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
I have to ask you about VAR.
Oh, well, the argument is, I don't think the system is broken. It's got to be the people behind it, because we look at the technology involved, and it's incredible how precise... You can get it, and it's controversial whether it's precise enough because of the resolution of the images and things like that. But it is really the actual referees behind the technology, because it's so subjective how they judge the decisions, and it's supposed to be clear and obvious. However, as you see, every single week, it's very controversial.
Would you get rid of VAR?
Personally, no. I just think there needs to be more communication between the Premier League and the organisations to make it a clear rules of what the visual of what the referees should follow.
Okay, and do you think Liverpool are going to win the Premier League?
Well, we've been hit very bad with injuries this season, but we've shown so far joint top to second at the minute, so I think we could do it. Yeah.
And what do you feel about Jurgen Klopp?
Oh, honestly, it's been brilliant. I was a Liverpool fan before with Brendan Rodgers and Rafa Benitez, but He's really turned the club around. Just the ethos he's given the club is incredible.
What is it about him? Because he's a fairly charismatic sort of bloke.
Yeah, as you said, he's just charismatic. He's got it all, really. He plays the youth players. He brings in the big names. He gets the funding. But he's got the fans on his side as well.
Okay, Rosie Hynde. I was going to ask you about VAR, Rosie, but...
Unfortunately, I'm not a massive football fan, so I don't have much to add.
Okay. How do you think the Isle of Man's handled COVID?
I think we took advantage of the fact that we have such a small contained population as an island. We naturally could close our borders quite easily. So I thought we took advantage of that and we did the best we could with that, especially with, you know, the air corridor that we had with Guernsey. That was really good because I have family in Guernsey personally, and so they got to come over and we got to see them, and that was just really nice.
Had they been to the Isle of Man before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my uncle, he used to live here. But he lives there now, so that was just nice for us.
And when you look at the rest of the world, the rest of the situation with COVID, the fact that the vaccination's going to be here, it's going to take a long time. I mean, what's your reflection? What do you think about it? I mean, as I said, last time we were at QE2 was the week before lockdown happened, and so much has happened. How would you look back at 2020?
Well, there's so much you can say about 2020. I think it's obviously been challenging for everybody, but I think especially, like, all our teachers have been so good about it when we were in lockdown. They were so helpful. They were so on it.
Did you do plenty of work?
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly,
do plenty? Honestly, I think we all kept up with it very well because, like, I think it was Ed said about it was a lot more flexible with the time you could put into it and when you were, like, able to do your work. But I feel like we all kept up with our deadlines quite well. Our teachers were, we were in contact with them quite a lot as well with Zoom calls. So yeah, I think.
Did you miss the classroom experience?
Yeah, it was hard not seeing people every day because the only contact we had with school was our lessons. You know, the social aspect of it was obviously missing. And so that was hard. But like, again, on our Zoom calls and stuff, like, our chemistry class is quite small anyway, so that was good. We still got the social part of that a bit.
And you're hoping for university next year?
Well, I'm deferring my entry, but yeah, I am hoping to go to university.
And what would you read when you're at university? What would you do?
I'm hoping to go do biochemistry.
Okay. I want to go to Katie. Katie Roberts is with us as well. Katie, what was your educational experience like this summertime? What would have been the summer term? How did the school handle it?
I think they handled it really well. Us schools on the Isle of Man are definitely at an advantage over those in England, but we definitely had a lot of contact with our teachers.
Did the technology work?
Yeah, I think it might have been difficult for people in households with less devices or maybe slower Wi-Fi. So for instance, my dad had to use different broadband because with him trying to work from home and me and my sister both on class calls, there was a bit of a delay, but overall, I definitely think it worked quite well.
You don't... do you want to use the flumes at the NSC, by the way?
It's not a subject that I feel that strongly about. I'm sure my classmates here have much stronger opinions.
When you look back at 2020, and again, will you look back... if you look back at 2020, are you positive about it? Were there things that stuck out that you didn't like?
Yeah, I mean... Obviously, there's been lots of tragedy throughout the whole world, and the news hasn't exactly been the most positive recently, but my experience here on the Isle of Man has been quite exciting.
Do you follow the news at all, Katie?
Sometimes.
Do you read a newspaper at all? Do you watch television news?
I would tend to read the news more on my phone as opposed to on a newspaper.
And which sites would you go to?
BBC News. I'm not too sure.
Okay. And you're on social media, I take it?
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
What's your preferred? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
Probably Instagram or Snapchat.
Snapchat as well. Do you post much?
Not as much, but I more just see what everyone else is.
What do you feel about Instagram? Do you think on balance it's a good thing?
There's definitely positives and negatives towards it. It can be really useful. For example, over lockdown, without all the social media, I would have been so isolated from all my friends. Definitely doing all the group calls and stuff really helped everyone get through it. I do feel like sometimes the negatives can outweigh the positives. For instance, seeing all celebrities maybe with showing unrealistic like body standards or people editing pictures or stuff like that. And I mean, as well, social media was quite over lockdown. There were some rumours and all stuff like that to do with COVID that possibly weren't true.
Why do you think the body image stuff gets magnified on social media?
I'm not too sure.
Why do you think people... I mean, you mentioned body image. You get perfect-looking celebrities who post images, and that can affect people, because if you, you know, if you combine that with peer pressure sometimes, some people just get intimidated by it.
I think, as well, when you're constantly seeing photos of people with different body types and people deeming certain ones like perfect and deeming other ones undesirable, it's hard not to compare yourself to all the photos that you're seeing. Like maybe brings out insecurities in some people.
Robin, are you on social media?
Yeah.
What do you post or do you watch?
A bit of both.
Okay. And what do you want? Instagram, Snapchat,
yeah.
Facebook, Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Do you follow Twitter at all?
No, I don't get the point of it.
are you on Facebook?
Only really for work and swimming. I don't like Facebook at all.
Were you ever on Facebook?
No, not on purpose. My mum made me get it so that she didn't have to keep following the swimming things.
So what is it about social media that can bring out the dark side in some people, do you think?
I think it's the posting to an audience that you don't necessarily know or see in real life. You can create an identity and be whoever you want, and that allows people to get maybe a bit power happy, and they can change, people edit their photos because who's going to see the originals or whatever they're wanting to do. So you can create whatever you want on social media.
Ruben, are you on social media?
I am, yes.
What do you want?
Yeah, Instagram, Snapchat, the rest of it.
And do you follow news at all on the web?
A little bit, more politics, but I'm not too much, no.
Okay, where do you get your news from?
I just stick a Google search and I don't really go to anywhere specific, yeah.
When was the last time you bought a magazine?
Years ago.
Okay, yeah. Newspaper?
I probably had one bought for me, to be honest. I don't really buy newspapers or magazines.
Do you get household... Does your household get newspapers at all?
Mum buys a paper, yeah.
Yeah, and do you ever read it?
Sometimes, if I've got nothing else to do and it's just lying there, I'll flick through it. Look at the pictures.
And you're on social media?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you on, Snapchat, Instagram?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and what's your view of what Katie was saying about... Okay. Body image and stuff like that, how it can affect people.
But I think the social element of social media is fantastic, the way we can connect people from all over the world, but obviously people will take advantage of that or use it to show themselves in an unrealistic light, and I think for some people particularly that can be the issue of it. If people think maybe they should look like that or act in a certain way, and the element of social media, the fact you're so hidden from the people you're communicating with adds to the negativity of it.
Why would anybody post negative stuff on social media?
Well, I think in everyone there's a bit of bad, and because you're not saying it to someone's face directly or talking to a group of people, you almost have that confidence to be able to say things that maybe you'd suppress in a normal social situation.
Do you play computer games at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. I know Ed does. What do you play, Ed?
I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto in lockdown.
Do you play much nowadays?
I don't have the time at the moment, really.
What machine do you play on?
I've got PlayStation 4.
Okay, and what's the longest time you've ever spent on GTA?
In lockdown, maybe like 8 hours.
You can be honest, they've done 12 hours at Balakamina.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do, really.
So how long have you played computer games? How long for? How old were you when
started? I think I got that PlayStation when I was about 13, perhaps, 13.
Okay. And do you think, computer games are enormous business and enormous relaxation for a lot of people. Do you think they're with us forever now? Because they're talking about enhancing virtual reality, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how popular they are at the moment, I don't think that's going to go away, really. I mean, everyone's got a console in the house. Most households have some sort of console in the house.
We're live at QE2 High School in Peel today with Ed and Robin and Ruben and Katie and Jasmine and Dan and Rosie, and back in a moment.
Pretty pink duvet set.
It's not for me, it's for my mum. A Christmas present. Nice drill.
I know, a present for me. I love Southern Home and Garden Store, and with Christmas coming up, I can find lots of gift ideas.
Oh, yeah. Where else can you buy a duvet set and a drill and things for the garden? So, do you come here often?
All the time. It's my one-stop shop for homeware, DIY, pets and garden. Everyone should go to Southern Home and Garden Store, Balfane Estate, Ballasalla.
Hear ye, hear ye. Don't miss Artisan Island in Villiers Square, just behind the Alpine in Douglas, on Saturday and Sunday the 12th and 13th of December, where you can taste and stock up for Christmas from 10 until 5, while supporting your local farmers, fishermen and food and drink producers with free entry. Father Christmas will be in his grotto from 12 until 3, so come and enjoy the festive atmosphere at Artisan Island. Visit Douglas Town Centre Management for more.
At Conister Bank, we've been helping local people for over 85 years, and we're here to help your businesses through this global pandemic. As a local bank, we can either stand by or stand up, and we choose to stand fast to our commitment to this island. If your business has been affected, we can help with our new working capital loan. With repayment terms over 1 to 6 years for the first 12 months, you will only repay interest to allow your business time to recover. Apply online today at conisterbank.co.im. Terms and conditions apply.
Making life easier, the ARC Help at Home Centre. With free assessments from in-house healthcare professionals before you buy or hire wheelchairs, mobility aids, profiling beds, hoists and reclined chairs. Find small aids and the island's widest selection of dementia-friendly items, all at competitive rates. ARC Help at Home installs and services equipment and also provides a home help and handyman service too. Call 205-701 or visit the ARC Help at Home Centre, Cars Lane, Tremote.
Manx Radio, your Christmas station. This is the Man in Line on location.
27 minutes past 12 midday, live at QE2 school today. Now, normally Thursdays is COVID briefing, but it's been put back till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Chief Minister's got a COVID briefing. You'll hear it live on Manx Radio at 2. The Chief Minister and probably associated guests with him as well. Tomorrow on The Man in Line, Lawrence Skelly, the Enterprise Minister, is going to be live on the air if you want to quiz Mr. Skelly. And on Monday, Graham Cregeen, MHK, the Home Affairs Minister, will be with us. Ed, you were talking about Gymshark. What was that story?
Kate was on about body image before, and Gymshark had posted this photo.
Gymshark's a make of
like a
sportswear,
like athleisure wear brand, quite popular at the moment. Katie's on about body image. So Gymshark had posted a photo of a woman that was, well, she was quite large, and they received a lot of backlash off people saying, oh, this is not, you know, it's unhealthy, blah blah blah. And I think the fact that the message they were trying to get across is they were trying to say, oh, it's okay to go into the gym if you're that size, because people, you know, have to start somewhere, don't they?
Does a larger woman bother you personally?
No, not at all.
So why would you think that, you know, some people, I don't know what the perception is, whether it's the advertising industry that forces body a woman of a certain body shape on the world, or I just wonder what your view is on this.
Well, I think it's men and women. You know, whenever you see an advert for a gym thing, the man's always stacked. He's always huge. And that kind of intimidates people who are maybe looking to start the gym and puts them off the gym, really.
Well, I haven't got a six-pack anyway. Jasmine, what's your thought about that?
I just think a lot of people like to get a reaction out of others. So they may, like, criticise someone's body just purely for, like, you know, a reaction from other people. It's a difficult topic to talk about, isn't it?
And what's important, obviously, is what's inside the person.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, everybody's got a different body, and, you know, some people may like things. So that's it. I want to talk about the climate change thing that was going on earlier on this year. Did you take part in any of the protests?
No, I did not, unfortunately. I would have liked to, but I just never got the chance.
What's your feeling about the climate protest move, the Extinction Rebellion and what have you?
Extinction Rebellion, that's the one that's a bit over the top.
A bit out there.
Action definitely needs to be taken. Like, there's no doubt about it. But I feel like there are better ways to go about it.
Rosie, what's your thought on Extinction Rebellion?
I haven't heard much about Extinction Rebellion as
a climate change thing in general.
I know, personally, I have taken part in, like, strikes that happened earlier this year. Like, and there are lots of young people I know that feel strongly about it, and that action does need to be taken, because it is our future that's going to be affected, and everyone's present right now. Like, I saw that 2020 was one of the hottest years so far, along with 2016 and 2019.
Do you drive a car?
I personally can't drive, so okay.
Will you be learning?
I do take the bus, but not by choice. But
well, you'll be driving electric cars in the future. That's all there'll be to it. So, and as you quite rightly mentioned, you know, your generation is the one that will have to deal with all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking forward to it?
I mean, I think action needs to be taken now and in the future, but rather than putting the responsibility on the individuals, I think it is important to place it on the bigger corporations. Like, Coca-Cola was one of the main companies for carbon emissions this year, and I just, like, they're still producing plastic bottles, and just simple things like that that we just need to make clear aren't acceptable anymore, really, because larger companies just need to take more responsibility rather than saying, oh, normal people, drive an electric car, take the bus. Because, yeah, that does build up, that is important, but we need to encourage more governments to put the infrastructure in place for better linked transport if we want people to use public transport as well.
Okay. Dan, I want to talk to you about racism, perceived racism on the Isle of Man, or in general. What's your feeling?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm probably not the best person to represent the feelings of everyone, but I do have opinions on it. Like, for example, the other day we saw fans back in stadiums at Millwall at the football match. They took, for the Black Lives Matter movement, I believe, they took the knee at the start of every game. However, the fans booed the players, which is awful to see, especially since I believe there's a black player on the Millwall team. So it's awful how he must feel with that.
Do you perceive racism on the Isle of Man?
To be honest, I'm probably a bit naive to it because I haven't seen it myself. However, I do believe it happens, and the action that's being taken is good. However, I don't know if we've seen much change.
Okay. Ed, and talking about football players taking the knee, you support who?
I'm a Liverpool fan.
The fact that people are still taking the knee now after the George Floyd thing happened earlier on this year, do you think they should still continue to take the knee?
I think it's going to be a brave person who comes out to the Premier League and says, oh, this is going to stop. You know, I wouldn't want to be that person that has to make that call.
Why do you think they'd have to be brave?
Because I think they'd receive a lot of backlash from a mix of communities. And to say that, oh, we should stop doing it now, is saying that the problem's sorted. But then again, when do we know the problem's going to be sorted? It might be 50 years. Do we keep taking the knee for 50 years? You know, the person that comes up with that solution is going to be a very brave person.
Do you think there's racism on the Isle of Man?
Yes. Personally, I've not had the greatest experience with it, but it's probably a bit foolish to say there's not.
So why would you think people would? Because some people deny that racism happens, and say, some people say racism's always happened, it's always going to be with us. People will always distinguish between different races and different skin colours.
Well, I think what is racist and the people's opinions of what is racist has changed from the 80s until we are now. So I think people are becoming more understanding of, oh, you can't say that. I mean, there was the FA chairman who called a group of players coloured, and he had to resign because of that. And I mean, maybe 10, 15 years ago that would have been accepted, but nowadays people weren't happy with that.
Okay. Have you got anybody in your family who's come back from university, or anybody who's...
No, I don't have any older.
Oh, it's Daniel. Was it your brother? I think it's self-isolated. Where's he come back from?
So my sister just finished university, and she came back from Sheffield. So it's for Christmas, obviously, and unfortunately we can't do the self-isolation in the house anymore, but fortunately her boyfriend, who also came back with her, they had a little cottage up in Jerby, so they're staying there at the minute.
In Jerby?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Very nice. And when do they come out? In a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks from now.
That's going to be fantastic. I want to go back to Ruben now as well. Ruben, whereabouts are you? Are you heading to university?
I'm not, no.
What do you aim to do?
I've got plans to go and work in the UK for a few years.
Doing what particularly?
It's going to be mapping where the fibre cables go in cities in the UK.
And what led you to that?
My uncle owns the business, and the subjects I'm taking at the moment, I'm doing computer science and geography, so it's sort of a natural lead into that industry.
Okay, and specifically, you're mapping where fibre...
Yeah, so people can get high-speed internet in cities in the UK. Sort of like what Manx Telecom are trying to do.
Have you got fibre on the... Has your household got fibre?
Not to our home, no.
Okay. How's your connection, by the way, with Manx Telecom?
It's quite good. We live right next to the exchange box in St John's, so we get good speeds.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? Robin, have you got fibre at your house?
Yeah.
Is it working?
It's fantastic.
Is it? Nice and quick, is it?
Yeah.
Good. Telecom's on the Isle of Man, of course, is patchy here, there and everywhere. We've got lots and lots of cables coming out as well. You mentioned you use technology on a day-to-day basis as well. Do you use technology in your swimming? What's your timing done with?
Yeah, it's all online with the times. It keeps track of it all.
If everything goes... okay, with COVID, when will be your next competition?
It's whenever you can safely go back across and be in a very confined space with an awful lot of people. Because when you're in lanes and swimming across, you do warm up with so many people in a lane at a time. So
you think competitive swimming will be at the back of the queue?
No, I think it's very easily adapted to be, because it's an individual sport. Really?
What's your fastest time? you know what it is.
It's my 50 front crawl time.
So, are you going to university?
I'm wanting to defer for a year.
Okay. And will you continue your sports career?
Not competitively, I don't think.
Did you have a hero or a heroine in swimming or in sport in general?
I was always fascinated by Michael Phelps. He's very exciting.
Why did you get into swimming in the first place?
I've always swam since I was two. I've always swam, and it just was a natural thing because I went from swimming lessons into a local club, and that took me into squad, and then you get sucked in after that.
Okay. I want to talk to you just two things about the climate thing and racism on the Isle of Man. Because this is a subject that comes up many times. And just tell me what you think of racism.
Personally, I think it's a cultural thing and also an age thing. I agree with Ed that the older generation, it wasn't considered racist. Now they will still continue to say things which are now thought of as being completely unacceptable. But I think younger people who have been educated and know better, I think that's a much larger problem. More serious.
Okay. Well, we're at QE2 school with the students of year... What year is it?
13.
And back in a moment.
Ho, ho, ho! Here at Ramsey Garden Centre, we have Christmas covered. Walk through our magical Christmas wonderland. See Dancing Norbert. Fabulous new decorations. Lights indoor and outside for all occasions. Baubles and beads, trees, real or artificial, gift ideas and a few surprises at Ramsey Garden Centre. It wouldn't be Christmas without a visit to Ramsey Garden Centre on Albert Road. Visit us on Facebook to see what's in store this festive season.
We can all do our bit to help the environment. Here at Man Waste Recycling, we tailor our services to individual businesses by providing recycling solutions for cardboard, paper, UPVC, plastics, cans, cartons and more. We'll advise you on how your business can recycle so you can help make our island even more environmentally friendly.
Man Waste Recycling, call today.
Attention property owners, looking for a plum sales or rental agent on the Isle of Man? Then your property could be a plum property. Plum Properties are your local forward-thinking estate agent, embracing the latest technology to market your property across a wide range of portals. With added value, including free property appraisals, professional photography, a hard-working proactive service and out-of-hours availability. Renting or selling for plum results and plum value for money, call 820-600 or visit plumproperties.im.
Nearly ready.
Just got my eyelashes to do.
Hurry up. Can't wait for our Christmas night at Da Vinci's.
Yes, Da Vinci's is the perfect venue.
And the food is fantastic. They've everything from a full festive feast for us to a sharing platter for Nan and Grandad, with generous portions to satisfy everyone. And don't forget Da Vinci's famous cocktails. I can't wait. And I'm going again with work next week. A great Christmas starts at Da Vinci's on North Quay, Douglas. Book now on 613 271.
Spreading that Christmas feeling across our island. Manx Radio, the nation's station. This is the Man in Line on location.
In Peel at QE2 High School with Andy Wint and with Katie and Ruben and Robin and Ed, Jasmine and Dan and Rosie. Ruben, 2020 will see the end of Donald Trump as president.
Yes. It's been eventful 4 years.
Well, you'll never forget it.
No, absolutely not. I think it's been quite impressive to see his rise and unconventional politics, which has possibly helped Boris Johnson get in this year. He's done a lot wrong, a few things okay. It's just a weird time to see someone who's not a politician at all be involved in such high-level decisions.
Well, a reality TV star, in effect.
Yes, yeah.
Who's become president of the United States. What did he get right?
I think he's done a few things which have sort of been slipped under the carpet. He's done, whether you agree or not with his police reform stuff, he's done a few things that haven't got any media attention. Things that have gone wrong, however, coronavirus, he's handled that very, very poorly.
Do you think we've heard the last of Donald Trump?
It depends whether he gets locked up or not. he's got a lot of tax issues which he needs to sort out. I think, given that, you know, in the election we've just had, you've still got a massive proportion of America behind him, and they are very vocal people. So maybe if we lose Donald Trump, we won't have lost his ideas and the ideas that he's planted in the American people.
So why do you think things are two sides? Why do you think that there's no politician who can bring consensus and bring people together?
I think that's just human nature. There's always going to be people with opposing ideas on everything.
Yeah. Okay. Katie, what do you think of Donald Trump?
I know Ruben said he's done some good things and some bad things, but I know the negatives definitely outweigh the positives.
What was his worst mistake in your opinion?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to choose just one.
Apart from the hair.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in climate change to start with. The fact that he's like not bothered whatsoever about America's like contribution to global warming not only affects America, but I guess it affects all of us as well. And the COVID stuff as well. He's definitely done a terrible job there.
Okay. Robin, what do you think about Donald Trump?
I think he's a bit of a clown. I think it is absolutely amazing that he was put into such a high position, but I don't really have much knowledge on his political standing.
Do you follow politics much?
No, it doesn't interest me, unfortunately.
I mean, on a day-to-day basis, do you follow the news much at all? Do you follow news? Do you read newspapers at all?
Only the kind of celebrity gossip on Daily Mail or the silly
TMZ
stories. Yeah, not really the serious stuff that probably should be, because it's been so repetitive lately.
Are you a music fan? Do you like music?
I like listening to music.
What do you listen to it on?
I listen to the biggest range of music ever. It's a bit of a nightmare, really.
So are you on Spotify, Amazon Music, or what?
Deezer.
You're on Deezer.
Yeah, quite controversial, really.
Why? Why controversial?
Well, it's just not. It's not the one people think of. I think it's great. It came with my dad's car, though, so that's why we use it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you've got a wide range of what sort of music do you like?
I've got pop music. I've got some rap. I've got a lot of kind of gone back into the 2000s recently. Gone for a bit of a throwback. Yeah. But
how do you feel about rap musicians, rap artists using the N-word when it will be considered racist elsewhere?
I think that because of how big of a public figure they are, it's completely unacceptable, really. But I understand that in some cultures it is accepted, but because of the audience and the range of people that they are addressing in their music, I don't think it should be used.
Do you ever feel a bit, do you kind of wince sometimes when you hear rap artists? And a lot of them are very misogynistic. They're very, you know, possessive over women.
Yeah,
They're very sexual in their imagery as well, and they use the N-word.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think we've kind of been conditioned not to even notice it in music. I think, although I wouldn't personally be going around saying the lyrics, listening to it, I don't think many people our age would be really taken aback by it, because we're just so used to it. Everyone does it now, and it's awful, but I think that's the truth.
And do you watch the talent shows on television?
I used to, but then they...
The Voice and stuff like that.
They used to be really good, because you used to put people on who weren't really talented. It used to be funny, but now it's just... You have a sad story background, and everyone's like, oh, and then you get through, even if you can't sing, and it's just... It's a waste of time. I think they're awful.
You wouldn't watch them, you think they've had their day, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They are 10 years overdue. We need something new, I think.
Ed, what's your favourite music?
Oh, I'm quite a big Oasis fan, like Liam Gallagher as well.
They broke up, you know.
I know. What, you know, we can live in the glory days.
What sort of stuff, what contemporary stuff do you like? Do you listen to much?
I listen to a bit of modern stuff, quite the UK rap stuff. I mean, what Robin said about the lyrics, I mean, I don't think people really listen to the lyrics. They just kind of like the music. I don't think people delve into it much.
Well, pop music's always used sexual imagery have you. Yeah. So do you, but it's interesting that sort of, and do you think the music, you can forgive it because it's that sort of music, do you think?
I think it's heavily to do with culture, really. Yeah. And I think people just tend to...
Do you pay for your music, by the way?
Yeah, I'm on Spotify.
That's what, £9?
Yeah, something like that, tenner a month.
Tenner a month, is it?
I mean, I listen to quite a lot of music, really, and podcasts as well, so... I mean, I think it's worth it, but...
Do you listen to radio at all?
Radio, Five Live for sport.
For sport,
that's about
yeah,
it, really.
Okay.
Radio on every now and then.
And what do you listen to Five Live on? Is it on online?
In
or
my car, normally.
On DAB,
yeah,
is
on,
it?
Yeah, that's DAB,
on
yeah.
On DAB as well. Just regarding the Premier League, when things get back to normal, when things, you know, obviously when things start happening again, do you think the Premier League has done itself favours by the way it's been showing, you know, the false noise and what have you on Sky?
Personally, I'm not a fan of the noise, not because I think it's bad. I quite like listening to what the players have to say. I mean, for the tactics side, it's quite interesting to watch. You know, what they're shouting at each other, even if it does pick up the effing and jeffing every now and then, but, you know, that's all part of it.
Okay. Jasmine, are you a music fan?
Yeah.
How do you get your music?
Spotify.
And you pay £9?
Actually, I've joined someone's little family plan, so I don't have to, like, send them a pound.
When was the last
then?
Time you bought a CD?
Oh, 2012. Maybe.
Nobody buys CDs
not with
anymore.
Not with my
well.
Money, with my mum's money.
Oh, right, okay. And when was the last time you went to a concert?
A year or two ago.
Who did you see?
Ariana Grande.
Whereabouts?
God, where was it? Do you remember? up north somewhere. Somewhere. Yeah.
It's weird. Did you go, Rosie, as well? Where were
no,
you?
No, I wasn't there.
Are you a concert goer? When was the last time you were at a concert?
2018, like a while ago. I haven't been to many. I've only been to one.
Do you live in Peel, by the way?
No, I live in Kent Michael.
Okay. And do you go to Ramsey Grammar School for some lessons?
Yeah, I go to Ramsey Grammar School for half my subjects.
Just, lots of people aren't aware of this, is that on the West Coast, sixth form is often shared between schools as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that?
Well, for a lot of subjects, like I know French does this, I'm not in French, but there might not be enough students for one sick form to accommodate them. So if there's only two students wanting to do French, then it's not, they don't have the abilities or the teachers to spare just teaching those two students maybe. And so if it's split between Castle Russian and Ramsey Grammar as well, then it just gives everyone the best opportunities really.
So what's the mechanics of it? You have to get in a bus.
Well, because I do two subjects at Ramsey, they're both on the same day for me. Like, I do biology and art at Ramsey. So I just get the normal school bus, so I'm not actually part of the minibus system.
But there is a permanent
but
bus.
But there is a minibus yeah. that goes between, like, on a morning that takes students there, and at lunchtime that takes students back between. It's like a shuttle sort of thing.
How do you feel about QE2 school? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Okay, what could be better about it?
That's a very loaded question. I'm not sure. I've
looking
not really
I mean, you've been
it.
Here for how many, 6 years now you've been?
Yeah, since I've been in high school.
Yeah.
There's
nothing about it that you... No, you're perfect. Sorry, the teacher's not watching, it doesn't matter. I'm just interested to know whether, I mean, are the buildings are okay? The food's okay, is it?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of...
Mrs. Like, Cave since, is okay, is she?
Yeah. Since year seven, we had a completely different canteen system, and that's changed. We've had a completely new canteen put in since then. Like, I barely remember the old one, but it's better. It's better now than it used to be, and... Like, we've got a salad bar and stuff now, which is good, you know, progress, healthier eating and all that.
Do you have Netflix at home, by the way?
I do have Netflix.
You do? And do you watch any ordinary television, ITV or BBC, or is it just Netflix box
sets?
Not
really, just Netflix and streaming online, really.
Yeah. So do you have Amazon as well?
Yeah, we do have Amazon Prime.
Amazon, Netflix.
Mm-hmm. We don't have Disney. I wish we did.
Why?
I want to watch The Mandalorian, but... And I haven't watched
What's The Mandalorian?
Yet. Oh, it's that Star Wars one where the Mandalorian rescues Baby Yoda. And I just want to see Baby Yoda.
My word. Okay, let's go back to Ruben now. We were talking about politics. Everybody laughs about politics and Donald Trump as well. Mm. There are tensions right across the world. There are big tensions. Do you ever feel bothered about global tensions?
Only when it becomes an issue. So near to the start of Trump's presidency, there was a lot of stuff going on about Iran and Iraq. Hopefully with Joe Biden coming in, things are going to calm down a little bit. And there's going to be, because Trump did a lot of aggravation between China and the Middle Eastern countries. It would be nice to see things just calm down a little bit.
I just wonder what's your view when you mentioned the word China, the country China. Mm. How do you feel? What's your initial reaction when you think of China? Apart from Donald Trump saying China.
I think they've become a massive powerhouse globally. And the whole virus situation has brought maybe possibly a bit of racism towards the Chinese people, maybe if they're being blamed for it.
Do you blame China for COVID?
I personally don't. I know a lot of conspiracy theories like to blame China.
Do you think they bear any responsibility for it?
I think the responsibility doesn't come... for them causing the virus. It's in their culture, the way they eat the food and the markets that produce the food. We can blame them for that, but we can't really blame them for not knowing a virus was going to come.
Do you think that the reaction to COVID would have been what it is without social media? Because social media has driven a lot of the reactions.
Yes, I think it's helped in many ways, spreads awareness and facts as well. So fake news has sort of been squatted by organisations such as the World Health Organization. It's helped spread a lot of real facts. Yeah,
good. Ed, lots of talk on the Isle of Man about cannabis, medical and medicinal cannabis on the Isle of Man. Have you got an opinion on that?
I think it was better well regulated by the government or private companies or however they want to run it. It'd be more safe. And I think that's the key thing, really.
And do you think medicinal cannabis, you know, the pain-relieving cannabis, is more important than recreational cannabis? Which do you think should come first?
Yeah, I probably agree with you on that one. I think that people's welfare and medical problems would have to come before people that just want to, you know.
Seems to be growing around the world, the acceptance of recreational cannabis, you know, hash cafes,
yeah.
legalising recreational cannabis. Do you think that'll come?
I mean, everyone always says that people don't fight on cannabis. It's usually just over cannabis that they fight over. So,
and what about the fact that some people say cannabis is a gateway drug? It leads to harder drugs.
Yeah, that's probably an important point to consider when they're deciding what to do with it. I mean, I know it's been mentioned over here. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I mean, I don't have much knowledge on it, really.
Daniel, what do you think about this debate over cannabis?
Well, I think it's a tough one, really, because personally, I think people who want to get it, to use it recreationally and potentially dangerously, will find a way to get it either way, whether it's illegal or not. However, I've heard stories of people needing it essentially for pain relief and things like that, but having to access it illegally, which is a shame, because that really benefits them, and it's hardly doing any harm, whereas they have to put themselves in danger to go and access it.
What's your opinion of Donald Trump?
Wow, well, I'm probably not the most clued up person, but I can talk about his Twitter. Like, it's a bit of a shambles, really.
But he used Twitter before anybody else thought about it, didn't he? I mean, he mobilised his Twitter army.
That's right, yeah, but he... and credit to him, he's got over 100 million followers.
And he always said that the media was against him. he said that they used to coin this term mainstream media in America. He said they were always against him. Do you think the media has been against Donald Trump?
To be honest, not that I have a particular view on him, but I think Twitter is against him specifically, because you look at Twitter as a platform to express your opinions, and he's putting up tweets at the minute and Twitter are regulating what he can say, so they say this is a disputed claim, whereas it's just his opinion, really.
Okay. Ruben, do you think the media was against Donald Trump?
No, I just think he put himself in a position to be mocked and ridiculed.
Because we had a message in from a guy called Dan who just said that the media was against Donald Trump, and so that's where people get their information from.
I think most of it is to do with him. With Donald Trump himself.
Okay, thanks for being with us today. We've been talking to the students of QE2 High School on Manx Radio, and we had Ed and Robin and Ruben and Katie and Jasmine and Dan and Rosie. Thanks to Ben Hartley today, Harry Henthorne, to Matty Cunningham, to Sarah Hendy, to Barry Redfern. The final High School Outside broadcast was at QE2 High School. They were told they were going to be on for 20 minutes. They've been on for an hour. We're keeping them from their lunch. Thanks for being with us today. Remember, live tomorrow at 12 noon, Enterprise Minister Lauren Skelly on the Manning Line.